Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I am one half of your Quizmaster host, Lee Breschneider, and I'm joined here with Mr. Mark Davis. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Every week, sometimes twice in a row because I forget to arm a track for recording, Mark and I get together and share our favorite questions we've asked at our own trivia events and talk about the nuts and bolts of how we write questions. But before we get started with that, first some news. We have our first iTunes review, Mark. I bet you know that now because this is the second time that
this happened once 2 weeks ago, I think, and it's happened again that Lee, because we do not have a proper producer, forgot to arm a track for recording. We went on for about 7 minutes. It's like when you're talking to someone on the phone and you're like, well, this is what happened. And you start talking about a breakup. And then you go, you know what I mean? And you don't hear anything. And then you're in the middle of talking and the phone just rings right next to your ear. And you're like, what the fuck? And you're like, what's the last thing you heard? And they were like, oh, like your second sentence. Like, God damn it.
So that's what we're going through right now. Yeah.
So we got a review.
The title is simply unsubscribe to all other podcasts.
And it says, this is the one if you like trivia, trivia about trivia, or meta trivia about trivia.
Yes, I like that. I like that we are the one, you know, this at least as far as trivia podcasts go. There are a lot of great podcasts out there. I know you're a big podcast fan. Do you want to tell anybody what you've been listening to lately?
I've been listening. Well, I mean, some of my favorites, if anybody cares, Radiolab, Reply All, Criminal, Serial. The first season of Serial, of course, is what really, I think, kind of blew podcasts up. I've been listening to a lot of Profiles of Eccentricity, which is hosted in part by John Fahey, who used to live around here, a good friend of mine, and is really, really good. It's kind of like just about different eccentric crazy people.
Yeah, you were telling me about it, and we listened to a little clip of it you just played me. It sounds good.
Yeah, it's really, really good, really, really funny, and they're doing a lot of great things. And I listen to my favorite round of like Freakonomics and stuff like that. What about you?
What do you listen to? I am dying for a new season of Cocaine and Rhinestones. I'm not even a huge fan of country music, but the way that that podcast is produced and laid out, it's like watching a season of a, it's like watching a Ken Burns documentary in a way. It's got that same like, whoa, this is its own thing. It's given to you in an order that's not necessarily chronological, but it helps you put all the pieces together.
Yeah. And Tyler Mahon Co. is just kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. He's pretty eccentric himself.
Yeah.
And so that makes it really, really interesting. And knowing that he was so close to all this stuff.
Off of the podcast, I find his personality really hard to take. But I love the podcast, though.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that. I also love the NPR show Snap Judgment. I listen to that sometimes. I always forget. Oh, really?
I just like
the way it's produced. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's interesting sometimes.
Yeah.
Who Charted is pretty fun.
Oh, How Did This Get Made?
Yes.
Is also hilarious.
Yeah, there's some good comedy podcasts out there. I also like this kind of nerdy one, Very Bad Wizards, if you're into philosophy or psychology, interesting stuff like that, check that out. But yeah, lots of great podcasts. So thank you to, that was signed Fort Myers Resident.
But we know in reality that it is one of my best friends in the world and a very dear friend of yours, Michael Cosden.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate your kind words on the iTunes review. And if you're a resident in Fort Myers or any city or even a town or commonwealth, perhaps,
or even if you're a hobo, even if you know the bounds of city or places of origin, if you just have,
you live on the train,
I do not care. You can be a rover, wanderer, nomad, vagabond.
Leave us a review. That's what we're getting at. No matter where you're from,
please do
leave
that.
Us a good review.
Five stars only, please, as Lee always says.
Yes, please. That you can leave reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We've been using SoundCloud to host the podcast so far up until this point, and we will still be uploading new episodes on that. But there is an upload time cap on that website, so we've actually got a new website to handle the hosting of our podcast. It's a lot nicer, actually.
Watch out.
Yeah, every episode has its own page. There's a calendar you can look at to see all of our events, links to some of our new platforms, because you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, but also Pocket Casts, Overcast, and Castro. Bold name with Castro.
I do not know. Even if it had a great user interface, I still don't think I could use anything called Castro.
It would be tough. It would be
especially tough. Being so close to Miami.
Right.
I could just see a lot of people just taking umbrage.
Should we take it down from our website? Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, whatever.
I didn't know it existed until I looked at it and saw that it was an integration option. You know, I just stumbled upon it. But I don't know anybody that's used it. But yeah, it's a bold name. It's like, hey, why don't you check out my new podcast distribution service called Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, any of those.
Well, we are known for our likening team names to numbers at Auschwitz. So maybe that fits
that
right in with
our... That is an untapped market for us.
That's our aesthetic, I guess, all of a sudden.
The website you can go to check out all of our episodes is nononsense.fireside.fm. You can find all the episodes of the podcast there, as well as a calendar of where you can check out No Nonsense Trivia Live. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now for our weekly live event recap, Mark... You brought your team, the Wet Boys, out again for Monday night, No Nonsense at 3 Pepper last week. How did that go?
Get out the brooms, boys, because we swept it.
It was. It wasn't a total shutout, because that means that nobody else got anything, right? That term?
That doesn't even... Really?
Isn't that what that means? A total shutout means...
I can't imagine...
It was a sweep, though.
Where no one else got any question right.
Yeah.
And you're the only one to get all of them right.
Some collusion there,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, so you guys did pretty good. There was no Seth there to cause you trouble this week.
No,
so.
Which is probably the sole... We felt like even if he was there, we would have won. And I even want to go so far as to have him just answer the questions to see how we would have fared against him. I know that's probably... too much work, but I feel like we just kind of had what Jamie always refers to as a Slumdog Millionaire night. It's just a bunch of questions in our wheelhouse that we just like kind of boom, boom, boom. And we didn't nail every question, but we got a pretty fair amount.
Yeah, you guys are doing so well at my trivia, in fact, that Drew over at 3 Pepper suggested you guys issue an open challenge.
Which we do. I think more the merrier. I think... trivia is more fun when there are people to, you know, to put up a fight. You know, we don't want to just go in there and dominate all of the time. And I'm sure Seth probably feels the same way. It's nice to have some real competition. So if you live in the Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Lehigh, North Fort Myers area, or fuck it, if you live in Europe, apparently we have people listening to us in Europe.
That's right. We had a couple downloads from Finland and the United Kingdom just after we launched our website.
Come here. You can stay with me. Get in touch with me. My email address is marksdavis@gmail.com. Fly here and face us, and I'll put you up and I'll feed you.
Are you listening, Ube Bull? He will you, and then you take him on a trivia. That's what this sounds like.
Yeah, please. No,
look that up if you're not familiar with the movie director Ube Bull. He challenged his critics of his movies to fist fights, boxing matches.
Yes.
And a lot of them came in, and he kicked the shit out of all of
them. He is absolutely insane, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on, congratulations to the Craniotomies, my Wednesday night winners at Bury Me Brewing Company. They had a final score of 59 points. Congratulations also to my previous Thursday night number 3 winners. Is their team name. They won with only a 2-point lead on their nearest competition, a team going by So You're Telling Me There's a Chance, with a total score of 43 points on that quiz. And once again, it was Mark's team, the Wet Boys, who won my Monday night game at 3 Pepper Burrito Company. Congratulations to him and his teammates. That's all for my weekly wrap-up. Mark, how did your teams do over at your trivia at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday?
They did pretty well. I feel like we had a pretty good night, a lot of fun. Alex Gezar, who has been coming to my trivia for a long time, his team won. It was his birthday. Oh. So they won the final round. Their team
they won
was,
because it was his birthday? Is
no,
that what
no,
you're telling
no,
me? Oh,
no,
okay.
No, they won. It was his birthday. And they won. They did not win the first and second rounds. Their team name was Happy Birthday. I officially don't have health insurance, which is a little depressing.
A little funny, though, on the outside.
Yeah, with 71 points. We had the first and second place winners, Jamie Carmichael's team, with a married couple, Adam and Charity, who have been coming pretty much all 4 years that I've been doing trivia, except if they were out of town or busy or something. And their team name was our penultimate team name because they are moving to China. Next week will be their last week of trivia until, you know, before they move. And part of my thing, part
right,
of my
nice guys,
my deal is, I say the penultimate question of the penultimate round,
right,
second to last.
It's just, it's mostly a title. There's no additional points or anything with
No. I just like the word penultimate a lot.
Right.
So I just started.
It's a good name
it.
For them.
Yeah.
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 On
so
topic.
so they took that and ran with it. They won the first and second round. They won a sharp sign. They won beer, and actually the beer they won in the second round, they gifted to Alex for his birthday, which was very kind.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, a hearty congratulations to them, and thank you to all the teams that came out to play No Nonsense Live this past week in Southwest Florida. If you missed it, upcoming events include No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Monday, August 6th at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers, Florida. A special two-hour edition of No Nonsense Wednesday, August 8th at Bury Me Brewing Company, and Thursday, August 9th at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, Florida. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play, and you can win various prizes, including gift cards to those locations. Join us, won't you?
Won't you please?
Yes. And then, of course, you can see Mark every Wednesday for Nice Guys Trivia, Nice Guys Pizza
yes.
in Cape Coral.
Downtown Cape Coral. We'll talk a little bit more about that lately. I also want to apologize. My voice is a little hoarse. And so that's probably rough to listen to. So I'm sorry about that.
Apologies to everyone. We're going to take a short break, let Mark rest those precious vocal cords, and come back with some trivia in round number one. We're back here in round number one.
At a hidden, undisclosed location.
The Breschneider Studio. It's not my spare room. All right, so I actually did something a little different with my questions for you this week.
Oh.
I've arranged them in an order that I believe is actually from easiest to hardest based on how many teams got the questions right at No Nonsense Trivia. So the questions I'll ask you first are going to be ones that most people got right, and the questions they'll ask you later on in the round will be ones that barely any teams got right.
So we're doing two rounds. So are you meaning it's going to be easy, medium, hard, easy, medium, hard?
Yes.
Or is it going to be easy, medium, kind of medium,
no.
hard? Okay.
Easy, medium, hard, easy, medium, hard.
All right.
Yeah, because I know you said last week that you were concerned about how you stack up against other teams. So this will be a way to easily test how you perform it. And I didn't source any of the questions from the night that you came.
Good.
So you won't know.
Anything. Don't want that.
Yeah, I hope not. Anyway, here's my first question for you. And okay. Most people got this right. Question number one. It is a science question.
Oh.
For the average person, what body part is the length of their nose? What body part is the length of their nose?
The length of their nose from, like, inside their face to out?
From the bridge, the top of the bridge to the tip.
I'm going to say thumb.
You would be correct.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I feel
me,
like...
it might be penis.
I read that. I mean, maybe. You never measured? You never put your nose right up against it to measure?
I put it against other people's noses.
That's not how the trick works. That's
not how this
works.
Is supposed to go.
But yeah, I thought that I would expect a lot of people, you know, I kind of was like, oh, I'll ask that. And a bunch of people will be like, you know, looking at their body and trying to put it to their face. You know, it'll be entertaining. But there wasn't too much of a show for me. And about half the people got it. And then the other half of the people said ear, which is actually close enough that I felt bad depriving them points. So I gave them some points for that, too, because they are pretty much the same height if you're looking at them. I don't know about the length.
Huh.
You know, if you're to put your
ear
against your nose.
I would think an ear is bigger, but.
Well, it's kind of an old drawing rule because okay. I have a background in visual art as well, that if you want to put like the tips of the ears, they kind of cross where the eyebrows are and the bottoms of the ears kind of go where the tip of the nose is. And then, okay. Of course, as you get older, your nose and your ears never stop growing. So if you want to draw an old person versus a young person, that rule still applies pretty much as long as they match each other.
Interesting.
So
I hope I didn't answer that too quick. I hope the listeners got that quick.
Yeah, that was the easier question. So I think you're good.
Hopefully it was just like,
yeah.
Thumb.
Yeah, or they said ear, and then they were like, oh. And then I said, oh. No, ears are okay, too. And they're like, oh. We're just guessing. We're just guessing. Let us know.
All right. Here is your first question. What element is named after the inventor of dynamite?
This is on the periodic chart of elements. The
periodic table of elements.
Table.
I mean, I guess it's a chart too, kind of, but yeah.
The table is on the chart.
Sure.
I'm not sure how they relate.
Okay.
Tables and charts. I'm stalling. So the element was named after
the inventor of dynamite. Do you know who invented dynamite? Because this is what I like about this. This is kind of a double. First, you got to know who the fuck invented dynamite.
Yeah.
That helps.
Well, I'm trying to run through the chart, actually, and see if anything comes out like a name.
Okay.
Man, I'm probably going to guess something. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, and I'm going to guess something that's probably not even an element.
Perfect. That would be fantastic.
So my guess is that it is the element of borer.
Pretty sure that's not an element.
I didn't think so.
I do know a girl named Katie Borer.
I was thinking of, isn't there Boromir from Lord of the Rings? Isn't that sure. Who Sean Bean played?
I don't.
He couldn't handle the power. Let me retract that. Hold on. Let me.
Why don't you just pick a fucking element that exists?
Maybe I don't know any of them. Is it? It's not Tom Dynamite. That can't be his name.
Thomas Dynamite. Yeah, my name is George Dynamo. I just invented this shit to blow stuff up.
Yeah. You know, I just don't know this one.
Okay.
I feel like I've provided enough joke answers to be proven wrong.
So here's some information for you then. The creator of dynamite was none other than Alfred Nobel, who is the same person that the Nobel Peace Prize and the Nobel Prize is named after. The name of the element is Nobelium.
Good to know.
So if you knew that Alfred Nobel was the one who invented TNT, then you would know that. You know, Nobel's got to be in there, and you could probably just guess.
I wish that was a fact that was given to me with the element chart, because it would help me remember Nobelium. This seems like the first time I've ever heard that element in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people just will throw IUM on the end of something, and if they think, you know,
Dynamitium.
Isn't there Einsteinium or something like that? I'm pretty sure.
You could tell me anything right now, I'd believe you. Question number two for you. Let's see here. It is a
medium. Give me a medium.
Yeah, this is a medium difficulty.
Give me question. A medium, boy.
I think I had this categorized as arts and literature.
Ooh, okay. A&L.
But also technically science and nature. There's some crossover here.
Okay.
What science fiction writer known for his stories, inspiring movies? Like, should I give you the movies or do you want to try this without the movies first?
If it's a medium and you gave them the movies, you give me those motherfucking movies.
All right. The movies are Blade Runner, Minority Report, and Total Recall. And the rest of the question is, what science fiction writer has been memorialized as an android by Hanson Robotics? There's a real android that's based on the science fiction writer who inspired the movies Blade Runner, Minority Report, and Total Recall.
I'm such a piece of shit because I love science fiction and I don't know this.
Uh-oh.
Total Recall.
Mm-hmm. I think all of these might have changed from his writings, the names and titles.
Right. Total Recall.
Minority Report.
What was the other one?
Blade Runner.
We said Minority Report at the same time, and that was
great.
Creepy.
Yeah.
You should hard pan that so people feel like if they listen to this in headphones, they feel like they're on acid or something.
That's how you begin to be able to predict crimes. Somebody says, two people say Minority Report at the exact same time.
I know it's not a lot of the big heavy hitters,
I don't know about that. This guy, I think he's a
I shouldn't say not. Yeah. I meant like Ray Bradbury, people like that. I don't think it's anybody like that.
It's not him.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll give you Blade Runner was based on the short story, I believe. Maybe it's a book. I haven't read it. Hold on. Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
Philip K. Dick?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
That's who, now, just so we know, that's who I was thinking initially.
Okay.
I know he's a heavy hitter, but I was thinking like Asimov.
Right. I feel like I would have written Asimov and felt confident in that and gotten it wrong.
Arthur C. Clarke. Yeah. I was thinking of like the, I know that he's big and, but yeah. Okay, great. Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah. So that's my second question.
All right.
Here, what do I got?
Here's my second question for you, young Lee.
Do you like wanna, clockwork, do that you yard wanna, work. Did you hear it?
That edging once again. Absolutely. Actually, last week we thought it was edging. Mm-hmm. But it ended up being someone drilling tile or something.
Right.
At the perfect time.
It's the same guy. I see him now. He's on his rider mower.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah. Do you want a question about presidents? Or do you want a question about Egyptian lore?
Oh, I want that I'll president give you the question.
Okay. Fantastic. What former president?
Yeah.
So it's not Donald Trump.
Yep. Okay.
What former president saved 77 people as a lifeguard?
77 people.
77.
I think I know this.
Okay. Think deep.
Mm-hmm.
Really get in there.
I can tell you it's not Bill Clinton. It's not Obama. Is it? I don't think it's Obama. I'm fairly certain I know who it is. It goes back further. In fact, it goes back even beyond George W. Bush and George Bush.
Okay.
In my opinion. If it's either of those, I'll be hilariously wrong. But I do think it was who preceded. I actually don't even know the order. He definitely preceded Jimmy Carter, though. And that makes it probably Ronald Reagan. That's my answer. Ronald Reagan.
So you're correct. Though Ronald Reagan was after Jimmy Carter.
Oh, my bad. Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't alive then, so
it was Jimmy Carter me. and then Ronald Reagan.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense.
I think it's Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter.
That makes sense because people were really, did not like Jimmy Carter. And Reagan is like that severe reaction.
Trickle down, man.
You know. Okay.
Now Donald Trump is also a trickle down guy, but in a different
way. There's trickling going everywhere. you can't figure out where all these leaks are coming from.
There's apparently a tape about the trickling.
Question number 3.
All right.
Another science question, and nobody got this right, so I really do feel like I did a public service by asking this and giving this information.
All right.
This might be more information, valuable information than Reagan saving people. What color are mosquitoes attracted to most, almost twice as much as any other color?
You know, I was just talking to someone about mosquitoes. And it's really funny because I was actually on the Wikipedia site for mosquitoes yesterday. Trying to find out if there was a different name for male and female mosquitoes. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I wonder if this information is there.
It might be, but I did not see it. Obviously, a lot of people would probably say red because the females suck blood to feed their bebes. But I did read that males eat pollen. And the females do, too. They eat, like, sweet stuff, like sap and stuff like that. So I'm going to say yellow.
It's neither of those answers, actually. It's neither of those answers.
Okay. I didn't think it was red. Okay, blue.
It's blue. A lot of people wrote down black.
So is it – I wonder if that has anything to do with blue, like, seeing it in your veins underneath your – well, probably not. They probably can't see it.
That's actually a more logical explanation than I had. I didn't look too far into this one, so I'm not sure – sorry, listeners, you're going to have to look that extra information up on your own. But just know that if you live in a tropical climate and it's mosquito season, blue might not be the best color if you're looking to avoid mosquitoes because they do carry deadly viruses.
Just want to give a quick shout out to my friend Joe Finney,
mm-hmm.
who texted me saying, I just wanted to say that I miss you and love you, and I love your podcast with Lee. I need more.
That's this podcast.
That's this podcast wow. that we're recording right now.
Thanks, Joe.
So he's going to hear that. Yeah, so I said we're recording one now. And
we miss
said,
you too, buddy.
I cannot fucking wait. So he's very excited. And we're excited.
Yes. We're love excited. This podcast.
We do.
This
we love great. To do it.
Yeah.
All right. The last question for you for this round. The Jamaican ugly fruit. That's U-G-L-I. The Jamaican ugly fruit is a hybrid fruit between the tangerine and what other fruit?
Well, I don't know this.
No.
It's Hawaiian?
It is Jamaican.
Jamaican, my bad.
It is Jamaican.
The
other name for it,
yeah.
while you're thinking,
yeah.
is a unique fruit, apparently. U-N-I-Q. Now, I thought it would have been pronounced unique. Mm-hmm. Like someone saying, oh, it's ugly.
Yeah, it's one of a
but
kind.
But it's also unique. But I was corrected by a table full of vegans, so I believe them, because fruit is kind of their thing.
Their domain. They've studied it. They're the scholars.
Yes. So they said eunuch, which is also funny because the pronunciation usually means a man testicle, without testicles. Yeah.
Some kind of testicular reference. So is that what it actually is? Is it,
is it
it looks like a testicle?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Because I was thinking.
Testicles are pretty ugly.
I was thinking kiwi fruit because they're kind of brown and hairy with a tangerine. And then you said eunuch and I was like, it's got to be the fucking kiwi fruit.
No. No hair.
All right. I don't know why I'm thinking. I don't know a lot about Jamaica's agriculture.
You probably want to think of a tropical fruit,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. tangerine, and we've got star fruits, papayas, jackfruits. Isn't the jackfruit? And then there's one that I'm thinking of that smells terrible. I can't think of what it's called, though. It's like, it is an ugly fruit. It's like spiky and round, like a basketball shape. It's like a... It's like you put a basketball ray gun on a pineapple. That's the one I'm thinking of, but I'm guessing it's not that. I'm going to go with Jamaica, tangerine, and marijuana leaf. No, I don't know. What is it?
Just name a fucking fruit.
Papaya.
Incorrect.
All right, let me know what it is now. Go on, you've piqued my interest.
It is actually a tangerine and a grapefruit.
An ugly fruit.
And that's, tangerine and that's what it looks like right grapefruit. There.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah?
It looks like a orange with a lime exterior.
You know, I will say, I feel...
That looks like the logo to the Freakonomics podcast.
Well, this is... that's a little uglier.
Yeah, I see some blemishes, but that's normal.
They're kind of misshapen.
So U-G-L-I, the ugly fruit,
U-G-L-I.
Is a tangerine and a grapefruit, you said?
A grapefruit.
Oh, that sounds so good right now, actually. I'm into that. I wonder if we can get them here.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm sure you can.
We'll have to look that out. Okay.
Look cool. that out.
Look for that out there.
Try to keep up,
all right? That's it for round number one. We're going to take a short break and ask each other some more questions in round number two.
See you then.
And we're back, but before we get to our questions, we have some missed corrections.
Missed corrections.
Just a couple this week, courtesy of our friend Justin Peterson.
J. Peets.
Comic book artist and writer, Tijuana Flats muralist, Justin Peterson.
And?
And?
And Aaron Sullivan, correct?
I don't know
was
if we
she
have
involved?
Any. She was listening. That's his lovely wife. She was listening, and I know that she was performing well playing at home,
okay.
listening to the podcast. But
well, let's include her.
All right, sure. I don't know. These are Beatles corrections because we talked about the Beatles on episode 4.
Beatles corrections.
Yeah, we need some horns in that or some kind of big sprawling background.
A sitar.
So I said, we were talking about the song, The Ballad of John and Yoko. And I guess I said that Paul played guitar and drums, but Paul actually played bass, as he is known to do on that.
Yes.
And drums, not
guitar.
But he
also plays guitar.
Right. But I guess on that one in particular, he played bass. John played guitar. Apparently, some additional information he gave me, Ringo was on vacation, and that's why he wasn't there. But George was legitimately like, I'm mad at those guys. I don't even know if I want to be in the Beatles anymore. So that's why that song only has John and Paul on it playing all four instruments.
I know things were pretty fucking rocky around then. And it was, you know, so-and-so would come in during the daytime and so-and-so would come in at nighttime. And it was, it was
great song, though. Go check that out. It's kind of fun. The other correction that he gave me, you told a joke that said that John Lennon claimed that Ringo is not even the best drummer in the Beatles. Like... but that's not apparently John Lennon. Apparently a comedian wrote that, and it's been attributed to John Lennon.
Okay, I did say that I didn't know if it was real. I wasn't...
Okay.
I hadn't looked it up.
Well, that's just for clarification purposes.
Okay, gotcha.
No blame, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're all shooting off the hip here. We're
just
not...
Just to make sure I don't want anybody thinking that I was shooting off the hip thinking I knew.
Nobody should place any money... on anything regarding these facts. We are not that credible, you know. We're going off our best instincts.
I would like to try to be that credible.
I know. I'm being a little facetious.
I have in the past, you know, tried to look up answers even if I get them from websites or whatever, just to double check and make sure that I'm not just...
I've definitely taken questions out of the queue, looking them up and being like, oh, wow.
For sure.
I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
For sure. I've probably deleted 20 to 30% of questions that I had gotten off of even websites or from other people.
Yeah. I was corrected live the other night, actually. One of my questions was, what is the only English word that begins and ends with the letters U, N, D? And this is one of those questions I've seen floating around online in these kind of trivia databases, you know, and the word that they have as the answer is underground.
Mm-hmm.
But some of my astute players pointed out that underfund is also begins with U and D and ends with U and D. So there's actually two answers to that. So just wanted to read that live correction.
Yeah,
that
that's great.
For my event.
That's great.
So, yeah, we're looking out, you know.
Also, if I can just say, love the fact that I think that wasn't even a question that you had asked. We were just kind of shooting the shit talking about the Beatles, talking about how Paul McCartney played drums on the first two songs on the White Album. Love thinking of Justin Peterson cooking, you know, fajitas or something.
Right.
Listening to this and just being like, huh.
I just saw the man bought 72 Big Macs.
$72 in Big Macs.
Yeah.
Because he got Mick coins to get Big Macs in the future. That's dedicated. That's love.
That's something.
Mick love.
It's something.
That's Mick love.
All right. Let's go ahead and dip into round two here. Do you have a question for me, sir?
Are you kidding me? I have so many freaking questions. I got them coming out of my goddamn ears. Here is my next question for you. Let's see if you're up with current events.
From your ears to mine.
What country, headed by President Joko Widodo, suffered a 6.4 magnitude earthquake 3 days ago, killing at least 16 people? I don't know.
Why are you laughing right now?
Because I said Joko Widodo, and I felt like your face just went pale. Like I looked at you, and you were just like... What? Okay.
Yeah.
People are dying here.
Yeah.
People are dead.
I hear that.
What,
for our entertainment, apparently.
For our sillies. What country, headed by President Joko Widodo, suffered a 6.4 magnitude earthquake 3 days ago, killing at least 16 people?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. I don't know. Joko Widodo?
Widodo.
Widodo.
J-O-K-O. W-I-D-O-D-O.
Is it Namibia?
It is not Namibia. It is Indonesia.
Oh, okay.
Indonesia. So apparently you don't care about people in other countries dying.
No, I just haven't been all caught up on the news. My bad.
No, it's fine.
I've kind of lately, you know, I was pulling a lot of current events for trivia previously, but I'm trying to, like, I don't know, just move away from that and do more like traditional trivia. I don't know.
See that? I like it. Yeah. I like doing stuff that happens that day. Might be a little too hard because I feel like people are working and blah, blah, blah. And then they get down there and they don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So I won't necessarily do stuff from that day, though I did consider it. Urban Meyer, the coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, apparently knew about, I think it was domestic abuse allegations of one of their coaches and didn't do anything about it. And I think the same day I did trivia, he was put on paid leave, which is a big thing. And a lot of people are thinking he's going to get shit canned. And I thought about, you know what? I'm just going to fucking throw it up there. You know, famous high school or college football coach, blah, blah, blah. But I kind of decided,
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough when it's that day, for sure.
Yeah, but I also love it because it's like, you know, how much are you paying attention? I mean, this news is all around you. And I mean, even if you're at work or whatever, no one is going, you know, to work in a fucking, you know, chamber where they can't get any outside information. People are stuck to their phones. So, you know, you have the ability to know. You just don't know.
Yeah. I just,
you piece of shit.
I haven't been following the international news.
No, closely, I got you.
We have our own environmental disaster going on here in Southwest Florida right now. So that's taken a lot of attention.
Absolutely.
With the algae bloom.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my first question for you. The band Duran Duran takes their name from what 1968 sci-fi B-movie starring Jane Fonda?
Wow. That's really good. I don't know.
1968 and starring Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda. I remember, I'm going to say, God.
This predates Star Wars.
Wow. Yeah, 1968 is before the 70s, for sure.
Yeah.
The first Star Wars movie was made in 77.
1943.
I can, like, see a movie with a really tall woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it. But I don't know the name of the movie. So I'm going to say, like, Jesus. It's one of those things where I feel no matter
what. This is one, too, that most teams got right. I was surprised. Really? Yeah. Wow. I was surprised.
I don't know. There's a name on the tip of my tongue that's like Buh something Zilla or something like that. But I don't know. Barbazilla.
I have to give you some credit for that. You know what it is.
Yeah.
But you just don't know the name. It's Barbarella.
Barbarella, god Barbarella. Damn it. I feel like a fucking chump.
Barbazella is the gritty remake.
Barbarella and Barbizon all in one. I don't Godzilla. Know if you remember Barbizon. Godzilla. Barbizon. It was like a modeling agency.
Right.
I'm old. Please help me.
Is that the one you'd have to go to the mall to audition for?
Yes.
Stand in front of some creepy guy at the mall and be like,
still
we got
around.
A commercial for you, baby. We're going to put you in the commercials.
You're going to be on the picture shows. You're going to be beautiful.
Barbizon.
Yeah. So, okay. Barbarella. Damn it.
Barbarella.
Well, I appreciate that you gave me some credit. I don't even want points as long as I...
A little you credit. Know, you knew, I could tell you knew it. What where you're going with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do a second question for you, huh?
Yeah.
In what organ of the human body would you find the endometrium?
The endometrium, I want to say, is in a digestive organ. And I'm leaning towards stomach. But maybe it's beyond the stomach. Maybe it's somewhere towards the colon.
Okay.
Maybe it's in the intestine in between. And there's two of those. A small and a large one.
There are.
This is where Dr. Lee is going right now. Surgeon Dr. Lee. Surgeon. Where's the endometrium? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Endometrium. And I'm going, all right, I think I remember this from my medical studies. It's somewhere in the digestive tract. I might be wrong about that too, but I think I'm going to go with,
I'd say this is scientifically
appalling.
A little bit.
I'm going to go with stomach as my final answer, but it's probably wrong.
It is definitely wrong.
Okay. Is it in the digestive system?
No.
Oh boy.
The only thing that this thing is digesting is peni, because it's the uterus. The uterus.
You know, my first question was going to say, is this a gendered organ?
I love how you're like, you know, let me just hold on a fucking minute here.
I thought it might be that, and then I said no, this is an everybody problem.
No,
endometriosis, but that's for women only, apparently.
Endometriosis is a female only thing. I think it's like the inflammation of
the uterine lining.
Yeah.
For some reason I was like, it's stomach lining or something like
that. You had lining, right? I mean you had the right idea, it's just only in women.
Yep. Sorry, ladies. My bad. God, they really got it, the short end of the stick there.
Should I give you two music questions?
Yeah, because
I got one
not?
More question here and then our last question. Right?
I failed on two, so give me one that I might get.
Okay.
Wait, no, I have to ask you one now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I have to ask you one. Hi, okay. Welcome.
All right, question number two. What book featuring the Civil War as a backdrop has a character whose pregnancy lasts 23 months based on the battles mentioned? What novel featuring the Civil War as a backdrop has a character whose pregnancy lasts 23 months based on the battle mentioned?
Again, I will just mention, I know nothing about history. I don't even know what years the Civil War were during. When I tell you that I am stupidly ignorant about this stuff, I tried listening to, we were talking about podcasts that we like, I tried listening to Hardcore History,
yeah,
which is fascinating,
mm-hmm.
And I actually felt like I was learning stuff.
Yeah.
No help. I mean, I know that World War I was started in the early 1900s.
Well, this is, you need
to... Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, you just need to focus more on the book that features it.
But you said what war did what, you say was going
it,
on?
No, it features the Civil War as a backdrop.
Yeah, okay. I don't know when the Civil War was. I don't know the backdrop. So I'm just going to say Pride and Prejudice.
A little early. But I want to give a shout out before I give you the answer to one of my teams, the Casseroles, because they didn't know either, but they had a very funny answer. The Battle of the Bulge is what they said.
Also good.
The bulge
because of the dick.
Yeah. No, the pregnancy.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
That too.
All right. The book is Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. The character Melody is pregnant for 23 months, according to when the battles are actually in history.
Yeah, that seems like something that they should have checked.
Yeah.
I don't know who the editor was, but...
This might be before books had editors.
It might have been.
I think it was in the 20s or earlier. Or so. So, yeah. Oops. There's a miscorrection for the author of that book.
All right. This is my last question to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. White Room and Sunshine of Your Love were hit songs by what classic rock band?
White Room?
White Room.
Is that the one that's like, in a white room, window,
yes.
Oh, boy. All right.
At the station.
Right. And then the other song is...
Sunshine of Your Love. Which I know you've heard Sunshine of Your Love before.
Yeah, I can't place it right now, though. Okay.
Yeah, I see you like shaking your head, getting all into it. I'm with you, my love.
Is it?
I've been waiting so long.
Yeah, I can hear it for sure.
Yes.
But I don't know who it is. Is it? It's not Grand Funk Railroad.
It's not. A little earlier than that.
Okay. Is it? So it's a band that has the in the name. That's what that means.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of people say no. Okay. They just, it's, I'll tell you, it's a one word band name.
Oh, okay. But they, sometimes people
but put sometimes the. Put the in front of it. And last night,
yeah,
I said their name with the, because I love it so much.
Is it the?
No.
That's in the, I don't know what band that is.
There's
that
like
is
the 1980s.
Band. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just going to tap out on this one.
Jack Bruce on bass, Ginger Baker on drums, a young Eric Clapton on guitar.
Oh, the cream. I've never heard it with the in front of it. I like that better, though.
And I hope I don't fuck this up. Someone can miscorrect me if they want. They were called Cream because they were the cream of the crop.
Right, right.
They were the best musicians.
That's so why I like
the cream.
Yeah.
Was like they are the best, which right. is fucking awesome because they were all, I mean, every drummer has loved Ginger Baker, even though he's fucking nuts and a shitty man.
Right.
Jack Bruce was one of the first bassists I remember seeing playing an electric fretless bass when I was growing up. And of course, Eric Clapton, also a complete racist nut job. But a great guitarist. I mean, if you don't think so, then you're just fooling yourself. But yeah, I mean,
Cream is a cream. Better. It's a better noun than it is a verb. In my yeah. opinion.
Well, I guess it depends on what you're creaming.
Well, if it's just cream, it leads it open to interpretation. You know.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I like the. It's the definitive. The cream. Okay, my last question of this round for you.
Hard one. Getting into my yep. dark space.
Yeah, but in a weird way, I think you might get this. I just have a feeling you might get this one right.
Okay.
What children's toy design was originally used as a hunting tool in the Philippines? What children's toy design was originally used as a hunting tool in the Philippines?
I really have only one idea that comes to mind. I have two. One of my initial inclinations was to say a boomerang. But I know boomerang is like an Aborigine thing. And I think that it was an Aborigine thing before it was kind of a toy. I'm going to go with yo-yo.
Yes. It's nice. The yo-yo.
That's now, right. Not a lot of teams got that.
I don't know if any team got. No, one team got that right.
Okay.
One team got okay. that right at number three.
Yeah, I mean.
I want to say it was the squeaky chairs.
The yo-yo is a badass little thing, dude. Mm-hmm. You throw it and it's got rope for you to be able to pull it right back.
Right.
That shit's intense.
It's basically a rock that comes back to your fist after you throw it to somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's that was a good one.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got that one.
Yep. Okay. So that wraps it up for round number two here. So we will see y'all in the final question round. Mark, are you ready for your final question of the episode?
Does it matter?
No, because it's coming anyway.
I was,
but it's a music question.
Okay.
And it's an artist that I think you're a fan of.
Okay.
This is another question that nobody got right, though.
Okay. Wow.
So.
All right.
So I'm going to put your knowledge to the test here. For 2 points apiece, not that matters for our purposes, because we're not counting points. What two singers provide backing vocals on Neil Young's classic songs, Heart of Gold and Old Man? What two singers provide backing vocals on Neil Young's classic songs, Heart of Gold and Old Man?
What two singers?
This is way harder than your cream question, I admit.
You know,
I should have known that. This is real deep info.
This is really fucking tough. Yeah. Jeez. And I'm just thinking of everybody that Neil Young has worked with.
Yeah, I'm going to give you another hint. It's a male singer and a female singer.
So for the feet, I was gonna say Joni Mitchell. That was gonna be a guess right off. Is that correct?
No.
Jesus Christ. Oh, there's so many singers, Lee.
Yeah. Interestingly, I just came across a video of these two people singing together. So they must have worked together quite a bit, actually. Maybe they even have a relationship. I might not be sure of that, but they provided backing vocals, and they're famous in their own right. They're not just some randos.
I'm trying to think of women. For some reason, I keep thinking of people that were in The Last Waltz, because I know that Neil Young was there and there were other people there. And that's getting me all fucked up. Jesus. I could say technically Neil Young is probably one of them, because I think he's saying...
Well, on technically, yeah, technically.
So there's probably one.
Himself.
Geez. Okay. Think of a man, think of a woman from that era. I'll guess... Neil Young. I'll say... Jesus, why is this so hard?
Maybe it's just on the spot.
Every name I think of sounds so stupid. I'm like, Linda Ronstadt. I'm like, why in the fuck is Linda Ronstadt coming to my brain?
Maybe because that's correct.
Is it
that's
really?
That's one of them, yes.
Holy shit.
One of them is Linda Ronstadt.
Wow.
Okay, so you got half of it.
Wow. I can't believe that. I'm like, what a shit name to think of, and it's right.
Especially if you can't get it to go away in your mind.
Right.
It's like, hey, I'm the right answer. I'm right here.
Hello.
I'm right here.
And I'll say, I don't know, Stephen Stills.
Oh, no. It's not a member of
Crosby, yeah, Stills, yeah. Nash. Yeah.
It's James Taylor.
You know what? I thought James Taylor, too.
You should have said it.
Motherfucker. That's crazy.
This is your Nobelium.
That is really, really hard.
It is hard. Yeah, but also interesting.
Very.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not going to get every question right. I had so one team cocaine. Last night that got all the questions right in one round, and that was rare, you know?
Yeah.
They swept a whole round.
Yeah, I've had a couple people do that. Some rounds just come out, you know, where I think they're going to be hard and blah, 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 you know?
Yep.
All right, it's time for your last question.
Okay.
Do you want another music question?
Punish me more.
I can give you another question.
Yeah, what's my other category?
Jobs. We'll call it jobs.
Hmm.
Economy.
Let's go with that. I don't know why.
Neither do I.
Yeah, we've had a lot of music, though. But
I'll give you one number up and one number down, because I think this is so hard.
Oh, okay.
According to MSN.com, Walmart is the largest employer in how many states? Feel free to kind of go through and think of the shittiest states.
Yeah. Like, that's how your qualifier. It's like, whatever state you think is a shitty state, that's the one. That's the one. My gut is saying 50. But I'm going to go with 46.
There are a lot of people who guess really high. The correct answer is 21.
Oh, okay.
21. So I know that what's the first state?
That is a lot, though.
Alabama. I know Alabama is one, you know, a lot of the southern states. I think Florida.
Right. They seem rather ubiquitous here. If I didn't know better, you'd be like, how many states is Publix in? And it'd be like, they got to be everywhere. How many stores they have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not well traveled enough to know the Walmart distribution. I guess now that I think about it, though, when you go up north, there's a lot more competition for those big stores than there is.
Yeah. A lot of states were universities.
Mm hmm.
I don't know, like school systems, things like that. So that was nice. You know, you see that and you're like, oh, well, that's good. And there's a whole state that's, you know, its largest employer is, you know, education. And then it's like,
right.
Oh,
well, Walmart. I'm curious what your music question was. Cause that went by pretty quick. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
You can field me a second one. Maybe absolutely. I can redeem myself.
So this was my last question of the night.
Okay.
Of which I do 1 to 20 points. I did 1 to 26 because Alex turned 26 last night.
Oh, cool.
What a sweet thing.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. In his honor.
This was my question.
Yeah.
The Buggles video killed the radio star. Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
It's the first video that played on MTV.
That's correct.
Yeah.
In 1981. What 1980s female rocker was responsible for the second music video?
I feel like it's Joan Jett.
That's incorrect.
Oh, damn.
Go ahead, one more crack.
Not Joan Jett. 80s rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. 80s rocker. Female 80s rocker.
Female 80s rocker.
Patti Smith feels 70s. I wouldn't describe her as an 80s, even though she was active in the 80s. I'm blanking right now. I keep wanting to say Kylie Minogue, but she was a pop singer.
Kylie Minogue was in the 1990s.
Yeah, I know. She early was, 90s. She Locomotion.
Was but a babe.
Yeah.
When 1981 was around.
1981. Well, I guess, yeah, Patti Smith is, that would be 70s, technically.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this person probably did some musical stuff in the 70s or whatever, but is more ubiquitous of the 1980s.
Cyndi Lauper?
Incorrect. If you wrote down Patricia Benatar, Pat Benatar.
Oh, yeah. We Are Love. Or it was, wait, don't give me the song. Maybe I can guess the song. It was, We Are Young was the name of that song.
I was going to say
it. It's not We Are Love. Yeah. Love is a Battlefield. Is that the video?
No.
What is it?
The second music video on MTV
mm-hmm.
was, I don't know.
so
the,
I was right.
The first one was The Buggles, Video yeah. Killed the Radio Star. The second one was You Better Run.
By Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar. Then She Won't Dance With Me by Rod Stewart. You Better You Bet by The Who. And Little Susie's On the Up by PhD, which I'd never heard of.
PhD?
Yeah. PhD, it was a British group.
Wow. What a break that they squandered.
Brass in Pocket by The Pretenders was song number 7. In the top 10, there were two female ran bands or two female headed bands out of 10, which
interesting. That sounds like the same list as like the early episodes of Pop-Up Video, which I was thinking about the other day. VH1's Pop-Up Video, that's probably another early thing that like piqued my interest in trivia. I just thought those were fascinating. I loved watching that show.
So here's a question.
Okay. We're going
that I'm going to, no, yeah. This is a setup for anybody listening.
Oh, okay.
For my next trivia.
Oh,
all right. This all right. Is, yeah. This is if you got this far, this is like the secret shack at the end of Tool. Tool's Undertow.
You must remember this.
There is one artist who had two videos within the first 15.
Okay.
There was one artist who had two
yes.
music videos within the first 15 videos played.
Is it Pat Benatar?
It is not. It's a dude, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I'm going to let that hang.
All right.
If someone looks it up and knows it at my next trivia, well.
All right. There you go. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Lee Brushnida. You can catch me hosting No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30 p.m. Then again on Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing Company, also in Fort Myers. That one starts at 7. And every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral, that show starting at 7:30. Mr. Mark Davis, please tell our listeners where you can be found on Wednesday nights.
I can be found at Nice Guys Pints and Pies.
Woo!
In downtown Cape Coral from 9 o'clock to 10:30. And it is not for the faint of heart. No children. There are some F-bombs dropped. And it is a rousing good time. There are drinks to be had. If you've never been to Nice Guys, you need to bring some people with you. It is a very good time.
Thanks for listening. Hope you had fun. Listeners, join us every week for a new episode. Please follow us on Facebook at No Nonsense Trivia Challenge. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes and Stitcher. 5 stars only, please. Until next time, eat that ugly fruit, no nonsense listeners.